For three quarters on Sunday, the Jaguars look like the Jaguars.
Come on, we're better than this, and let's execute and get these things done.
But in the fourth quarter, these Jaguars look like who we thought they were.
To the 15, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Aurelius Ben!
An unlikely hero got the Jaguars off the ground, and a young star shined.
It's not always about how you start, but about how you finish.
Now these Jaguars are riding a two-game winning streak. Can they make it three? Tonight on Jaguars All Access.
This is Jaguars All Access, brought to you by Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter.
Now, we got some things to get corrected. We could have even played better. But let me tell you something, man. That's a hell of a effing job.
We're live at Mellow Mushroom, where the entrees are hot and ready. And the Jaguars are 2-0 in their last two games. Welcome to Jaguars All Access. Great to have you here on a Monday night. Once again, Sam Kavaris, Jeff Lagerman with you in Avondale every Monday at 7 o'clock. Nice to be here after a victory.
Yeah, and it's good to get a little calzone in the belly before the show, Sam.
Boy, isn't that the truth. And yesterday, the Jaguars were anything but hot until the fourth quarter.
Well, they kind of started out hot offensively, but then the offense, I don't know what happened to it. But, you know, the defense kept them in the ball game. They were great in the red zone. You know, this was a big victory for the Jaguars, and a big victory in particular for the owner, Shad Khan. Shad Khan has a place in Chicago.
That's right.
It's a lot of influential.
A big, giant place, by
the way. A lot of influential people there at the game with him, not very far from Detroit, which is obviously the headquarters for a lot of automobile manufacturers. So it was good for the owner.
Absolutely. And the Jaguar defense, as you mentioned, gave up a lot of third down conversions in the first half. None in the second half. Did it have anything to do with the tongue lashing that Gus Bradley gave at halftime?
No, because if the tongue lashing would have worked for the defense, right, how come it didn't work for the offense, right? Me personally, I thought it was the return of Aaron Colvin.
Thought that was it.
I think that was it.
Incidentally, he is our guest tonight here on Jaguars All Access. Aaron returned to the starting lineup, officially listed at 6 feet, 193 in his third year from Oklahoma. Five tackles versus the Bears Sunday, second on the Jaguars with four sacks, 2015. You can reach him at @AaronColvin_22. Aaron, great to have you with us. I loved what you said last week when you were coming back. People said, how do you feel? You said, I feel like money. I feel like $1 million. Without those 5 weeks of getting beat on, did it feel like opening day to you in terms of your body and how it responded?
No question. I mean, anytime you're away from football for that long, it can be difficult on you. You can practice all you want, you can train all you want, but until you get in there and get live game reps, then you really don't know what you're missing.
We had a conversation, you remember, going back to the last preseason game, and I asked you, did you have a plan for your four-game suspension? You said you did. And so now that you've played a game, did the plan work for your body?
I think the plan worked out. You know, as soon as I found out, of course I was upset, but then I just went into, you know, how can I get back to being the best I can be? And I felt like the things that me and my trainer, Ronnie Braxton, did, it really paid off for this first game.
Physically, you obviously were ready to go. I was impressed with what you said last week is how, even though you weren't allowed to be with the team, you still took the TV tapes and broke those down to kind of get an idea of what was happening. Even defensive coordinator Todd Wash mentioned that during the week.
Of course. I mean, you know, they kind of restricted me and kind of put me behind bars when I went on suspension. But I just did anything possible that I could in order to stay in the game. And that was just watching TV games and watching TV cut-ups. So I did that and just broke down everything that, you know, our defense was seeing.
Now, wait a minute. I can't believe this. You didn't go to NFL.com and subscribe to the All-22 film shot?
Nah, I didn't do that. I took the Sunday pass and just I worked with that.
Here are the game-changing moments brought to you by Baptist Health. Let's go with Chris Ivory's touchdown. I didn't like the fact that he wasn't in on first down, but he did score on second down here.
Well, I was a little disappointed that he didn't have a rushing touchdown early in the game, Sam, on the
right
first drive. But nonetheless, he finally gets in there. And, you know, there's no question that he's a big, powerful back. And, Aaron, you get to see him, and it looks like he's starting to find a little bit of a rhythm.
No question. I mean, Chris is a workload. He gives you everything he has 110% of the time, and I'm just happy that he got that touchdown.
From the first moment I ever saw Aurelius Ben in a training camp, I thought this guy was a monster. He's had so many problems injury-wise in his career. To see him score as an unlikely hero was a lot of fun.
And people forget that he was a second-round high pick.
He was a big-time player coming out of college.
Out of the University of Illinois. So, right. I mean, what better place to have a game-winning touchdown than in Chicago? And great awareness by him, Aaron, right there, where Porter falls to the ground. He goes to the ground, realizing that he's not touched, and gets up and runs.
Yeah, it was a really aware play by him, man. It couldn't have happened to a better guy. The amount of work and preparation that he puts in, it definitely was opportunity meeting preparation.
And Aaron, Aurelius is, you might say, he's a big receiver. I mean, he can create a lot of space out there. He's not one of those little water bug guys.
Oh, yeah, he's a load. I mean, anytime he's out there at practice, we hate seeing him because we know that he's going to block us hard. And, you know, even when you try to press him, it's like pressing a tight end. So he's a big guy.
He's 222 pounds now. He's not a typical wide receiver.
And he showed some speed to get in the end zone. And a guy that has already lived up to his billing, Jalen Ramsey, makes the play at the end of the game. And I wondered whether he didn't just deke Brian Hoyer into thinking that Alshon Jeffrey was open.
He might have, but I don't know, because in the first half, Jalen got a little beat up. Now, Alshon Jeffrey had a good game in the first half. But, you know, Aaron, you're a high competitor. Jalen is a high-level competitor as well. And watching a young player, you're still young as well, but to watch young players come in and want to compete like he does, to where he's got a little bit of a swagger to him, to see him fight back in this ball game in the second half, and in particular this play right there, phenomenal job.
Yeah, it's just a testament to who he is. Like you said before, he had a couple of difficulties in the first half, but to see him come out in the second half and especially make that play at the end of the game, it just speaks volumes about him.
You did a little bit of that last year in the game in Buffalo in London, where the ball's in the air and you break on it. Does it surprise you when you see a rookie be able to do that, to kind of see the ball in the air? Or is that just athletic ability that makes that happen?
Not at all. That's just playing football. And for him right now, he's just doing what he's done his whole life. It's not the moment's not too big for him. I don't think that he's afraid or he's nervous, no matter who he's lined up across, and it's showing on the field.
I was kind of entertained during the game because, you know, the week leading up to it, you know, they talk to the coaches and they talk about matchup. Will Jalen face Alshon Jeffrey? And the coaches all talked about, we feel really good about, you know, our big corners on both sides. We probably won't. Well, all of a sudden the game starts and there's Jalen following him everywhere he goes.
Yeah. I mean, I can't really tell you about what the coaches think throughout the week, but whatever they tell us on Saturday night, I know that all of us just take it with a grain of salt and we go out there and make it work.
And he's a big wide receiver. I mean, you're going to face big wide receivers like him on a week-to-week basis, but it's not very often that you get one his size.
Right. I mean, his size and just the things that he does on the field is kind of rare. But, you know, like you said, we see him every week, but, again, he's a top-tier receiver.
Aaron, Gus was very comfortable sliding you right into the game, particularly covering slot. Said that you're probably their best small space coverage guy. And did you feel comfortable when you first stepped on the field?
I think I'm the best small space cover guy in the NFL, and that's just how I think.
There you go.
But, you know, I do appreciate him just putting in that trust in me and allowing me to go in there and just do what I do best.
The play that you made on the quick screen where you came up and you made a shoestring tackle, an outstanding play, and you had your own challenge. I mean, Eddie Royal's a veteran receiver, got some short area quickness, and I know that he showed you a route you never saw before.
Yeah, I mean, don't get it wrong. Now, Eddie Royal can still play at a high level. There was a reason why he's a first-round pick. So I knew that I had a battle this week, and I knew that I needed to be on my P's and Q's. But, you know, the route that he beat me on, it was an earned play. They had a nice scheme for me, but that's pretty much it that he got on
me. He surprised me on that route now. I'm sitting there going, where did that come from? That's typically a goal line play.
I'm telling you, I've never seen that route, never saw it on film. I really haven't seen anybody in the league do that route before, but you know, it was an eye-opener, so I'll take that one.
And it's rare that we give a nod to the special teamers, but if you're not paying attention to what Brad Nortman is doing and changing the field so many times in the first five games, then you maybe should, because he really, you make a case for him being the MVP so far.
55-yard average, and Jalen, when your offense starts going three and out, the field position you can lose. But when he's kicking the ball like he has been, it can turn the field back the other way. He's doing a phenomenal job.
It's unbelievable to see what he's doing out there, especially in his first year. And honestly, if you ask me, I think he's playing at a Pro Bowl level, and he's definitely helping this defense out with field position.
Even the short one that he had, you remember that one? It's kind of high. And, they say Peter call where you're trying to get all of the return guys away from the ball. And all of a sudden it hits the ground and rolls like 20 yards.
Yep.
And I was like, well, he just had that plan because they were used to the big, long, booming kicks.
Just went down there and did that. Truly a professional guy back there in every situation doing just what you would hope your punter would do. You're talking about him, usually it's not good, but in this case,
very good.
As Aaron said, on a real Pro Bowl level. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll check with Aaron and go in the film room with Jeff. That's all happening right here on Jaguars All Access.
Still to come on Jaguars All Access, the Jaguars made the plays down the stretch to win on Sunday. Jeff shows you how they did it in the film room. Plus, we get to know Aaron Colvin off the field in four down territory. But first, take a listen to linebacker Miles Jack, mic'd up in the Southern Four Dealers' Sounds of the Game.
Coach, I got a wire today.
Single tear. I had a jersey. I got to give me a throwback.
Hey, McGinzie.
Hey, I got y'all.
Make each other right.
Yeah. We're going to work together. We're going to work together.
That's what I said. As long as we talk and play fast.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't no country boy like you, man. I'm not just about to just drink Gatorade if it's linen in it. You know what I'm saying? Grass. I ain't no country boy like you. I ain't go to UGA.
I got you. I'm around with y'all.
Yes, sir. Now you just keep your mind.
Yeah, man. It's long. You know, you just got to stay in that rhythm. So I already know. Yes, sir. Already.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And by NFL Ticket Exchange. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL Ticket Exchange.
This is okay. Fans, make sure you download the Jaguars official team app to follow your favorite team on the go. The Jaguars mobile app takes you inside the building for access you won't find anywhere else. Download it today on iTunes or on Google Play. That's the Jaguars app available on iTunes and on Google Play. You know, the Jaguars did not play very well for a while, but in the fourth quarter, there were an awful lot of things that went exactly right. And in the film room tonight, Jeff breaks down one of those things that might have gone unnoticed. Jeff?
Well, Sam, when you get down by two possessions, 13-0, it's time to throw the football. It means it's also time to protect the quarterback, and the offensive line did a great job there down the stretch. And in particular, on the last game-winning drive on this touchdown by Aurelius Ben. And it starts out on the right side with Parnell, Can, and Linder. You have an ET to that side. Look at Parnell closing the door on the E part of the T. Flattens him out right into Can and allows himself to come off and pick up the looping defensive tackle. Now on the other side, one-on-one, Amame and Beecham. Excellent job by the both of them. And look at this pocket when the ball is released. Plenty of time and space for Blake Bortles on the completion to the outside. And another play. Let's focus in on left tackle Kelvin Beecham. You wonder why they pay all that money to left tackles? Look at the space that he has to block Sam Acho. That's why they pay the big bucks to LTs, or left tackles. And on the right side, A.J. Can playing the upfield shoulder of the defensive tackle, knowing he has inside help with Brandon Linder. And he gets it. Perfect. And again, look at the pocket at the release of the ball. Excellent job again. And the touchdown play. This is cover zero, which means seven defenders coming. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You have six blockers for those seven. That means somebody is unblocked in the quarterback. He better know which one it is. And he knows which one it is. TJ picks up the front side guy. Blake takes a peek to the backside. Knows he's got time. Releases the ball. And game over. Great job once again by the offensive line up front. Fantastic job by the offensive line, particularly in that last drive, but also in the drives prior to that. And Sam, as a defensive back, Aaron Colvin knows when an offensive line is protecting, it makes a defensive back's job very hard on the opposing football team.
Absolutely.
That's a problem sometimes when you're running around back there and your guy's still running. You're like, really? This play's still going on?
Yeah, I mean, rush and cover goes together. So anytime that a D-line doesn't get pressure, I know we can speak for myself, but it makes it hard on the defensive back.
I saw Alshon Jeffrey and Jalen Ramsey kind of spent a lot of time together after the game talking to each other, and Jeffrey was almost, you know, kind of encouraging him. There is that professional relationship in the NFL, isn't there, despite the fact that you're going a million miles an hour during the game?
No question. I mean, when we're on the field, you're my enemy, and that's how we all look at it. But outside of the field, we're all family. The NFL is family, and a lot of us know each other personally. And I know for those two, they're both Jordan Brand teammates. So, you know, they've already known each other, and it was a friendly fire.
You obviously love to play football. I mean, and that, when the Jaguars first noticed you at the Senior Bowl, it was the first thing Gus Bradley said to me. I'm looking for guys who can love to play football. And let me tell you, Aaron loves to play it. You missed it, obviously, in those 4 weeks.
No question. I mean, anytime anything is taken away from you, no matter what it is, you start to realize how truly, you know, how much you love it. So for that to be taken away from me, I knew that I had to take advantage of every opportunity I had.
We're going to send Aaron into four down territory with Brian Jackson. That's right after the break here on Jaguars All Access.
Keep believing. That character that I'm talking to you about, that I've talked about for months about this team, you used it today. It came about today. Sometimes this season, you're going to use that again, man. Keep relying on that. Keep building that, man. Keep it tight on three. One, two, three. Keep it tight.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good, and by Lexus. Come to the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
The Fuel Up to Play 60 program is back in 2016. Join the movement, help make the next generation of youth the most active and healthy. Find Fuel Up to Play 60 on Facebook for more information and learn how you can join the program. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Sam Tavares, Jeff Loggeman. We've learned a few things about Aaron here off the field, how he cut up TV stuff, which is hard to do, by the way.
Hey, you like players that have more talent than just on the football field, because at some point, they're not going to be on the football field.
That's exactly right. Let's go to four down territory with Brian Jackson and learn more. Brian?
Thank you, Sam. And every week here on Jaguars All Access, you can ask your favorite Jaguars a little bit about their life outside of football. And you had we were talking during the break, you had a lot of time to yourself over that suspension. So what did you do to kind of keep your mind outside of football over those 4 weeks?
I really just hung out with family and friends, and, you know, anytime I'm with them, it's always a good time. So they kept my spirits lifted up high, and I also just got involved in reading a lot and just my faith, just staying in the Word and trying to live right.
Now, you've got the hat on right now, but one of your fans out there wants to know, what kind of hair products do you use?
That's a crazy question. But it's called Shea Moisturizer.
Shea Moisturizer. Somebody get this man some more Shea Moisturizer. All right. And recently you joined Instagram. So who are some of your style icons? You've also got on the custom kicks down there as well.
Yeah, man. I'm a big fan of fashion, as a lot of people already know. But I like how Pharrell, he dresses, A$AP Rocky, Kanye West. I'm kind of on this urban streetwear kind of whole vibe right now. But, you know, a lot of my boys that I grew up with have their own clothing line as well. So this is actually one of my friend's shirts. So you know, I'm just for whatever looks good.
All right. And who would you say is your favorite athlete of all time outside of football?
I got three.
Okay.
My brother and sister, they're the first two, just because of the adversity that I've seen my brother go through and the way that he's persevered and he's continued to, stay after his dreams. And then my little sister, she's just a beast, man. I want to be like her at the end of my career. But my last one is just Muhammad Ali. I just respected his mindset. I respected how he went about things. And, you know, he caused a lot of controversy, and a lot of people didn't like him, but he stayed true to who he was, and he performed, man. He performed at the highest level. So I say those three.
And he's truly the greatest of all time.
Greatest of all time, baby. If you got an argument, then come fight me.
Back with you, Sam.
Very good. Non-football sports icon for you.
Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln split logs. Roosevelt rode horses. There you go. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the G-Series Prime headlines right after this.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter.
And the G-Series Prime headlines are headed up by a streak. Two in a row, that's a streak. Jaguars this week will try to make it three as Jack Del Rio brings the Oakland Raiders in here. We'll see exactly how that goes. The Raiders are, you might say, a surging team, although they lost to Kansas City this week. Aaron, thanks for being here, and best of luck to you. Stay healthy. Jeff, great to spend time with you, and always thank you for watching here on Jaguars All Access.